basically how he signed pretty well every autograph, and he signed it so people could read it in his name, and just how he just made people feel so important. And being around John, I get that same feeling. You know, he's just like they talked about Arnold Palmer being just one of the guys, you know, not one of the elitist or this country club, you know, player. And that's what John is, not one of the elitists. He's just one of the people, for the people, and that's John Scott. And I think we should, you know, hopefully we can sell that building out and really give him a warm homecoming.
Well, it should be a lot of fun. Tickets are available. Go to buyhuskiestickets.com, or you can order them over the phone. Go to 487, dial 487-2073. I think I got that right. Or just stop by the Central Ticket Office and get them. But get those tickets for that first home weekend for Michigan Tech. It is John Scott weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, again, happy birthday to the big guy today, turning 34 years old. Center position, Coach.
Center, yep.
What are your give us some info on what we got going on at center.
Well, centers are very important to our team because they do a lot of work both offensively and, more importantly, defensively. In our defensive zone system, our centers have a huge responsibility in helping our defensemen out down low. And so it's important that we have people who play the middle, play the center position, who are, you know, not only good offensively and distribute the puck and make their wingers better, but someone who's going to be very sound defensively. And faceoffs are so important because when you win faceoffs, you have puck possession, and that's so huge. You're on offense, you're not defending as much. But I think this that could be one of our strengths this year down the middle, and you want to be solid down the middle, and I think we will be this year, led by obviously senior Mike Neville. I mean, Mike is, I think this is going to be his best year by far. He had a great summer. He committed himself to be here all summer. Has come back in the best shape he's ever been, skating well. I notice he's shooting the puck more in practice, shooting to score. Not that he's a juggernaut offensively, but Mike Neville can kick in 10 goals. There's no reason why he can't do that, and I've always on him a little bit about that. So, but, you know, he's great on faceoffs, great penalty killer. He'll center one of our top lines, and he'll be able to play against the other team's top centers, you know, each and every weekend. You go from that to Dylan Steyman, who's a junior, and Dylan missed the whole first half of last year. And I don't know if it's a coincidence that a record the second half really took off once Dylan was healthy. I don't know if it is or not, but
certainly didn't hurt.
It did not hurt because he was coming off a real good freshman year, 20 points without really any power play time. So he was not only contributing defensively as a freshman, but offensively. So it was good to get him back the second half, and he's ready to go. I mean, he looks hungry on the ice right now. He's also really good on faceoffs, kills penalties, blocks shots, you know, skates, plays with an edge, which Neves does. So does a good job in our defensive zone. And then Jake Lucchini is right behind them. And Jake's coming off a real good freshman year. Went to the Edmonton Oilers development camp this summer. I think that, you know, gave him more confidence and more drive to continue to even play better and harder and make himself into a better player. But he's got to work on his faceoffs a little bit. You ask him and he'll that smile light up and he knows, but he's committed to put in the work to do that. And I thought he had a real good second half last year too. And then from there, you know, you've got a number of guys who can play center. You know, Mason Blacklock can play center. Evan Anderson can play center. And then we've got Alex Smith, the freshman, who can play center, who's looked good, and that was his natural position in junior. He's coming off the player of the year in the Saskatchewan Junior League. And from Flin Flon, Manitoba, Dirk. I spent every summer of my life in Flin Flon, Manitoba, up until I was 20 years old. So to have a player from Flin Flon, we can chat a lot. It's pretty interesting. But any one of those three guys can play center, and I trust them all. Evan and Mason obviously have got some experience here. They understand our system. They're both big, strong guys. I don't think they realize how good they can be. Mm-hmm. You know, they both fought some injuries, but they're both healthy and they both look good. And we're going to need that strength. And then obviously Alex is there too. So I think that's going to be as well as defense, a real strength for us going forward this year.
Because you look back at last year, starting this season, like you said, Steyman being out, Lucchini untested.
Freshman, yeah.
Untested. And CJ had to move into that position. Yeah. And it's just, you know, there's a lot of, oh, what are we going to do here?
Right.
And they did a great job. But
no question.
It was, yeah. You know, there's a lot of pressure on Mike Neville.
Well, there was a lot of pressure on Mike, you know, and being the guy. And, you know, we put him out for a lot of faceoffs in our zone. But CJ hadn't taken any faceoffs, played the wing 3 years. And all of a sudden, your last year, the coaches are asking you to play center, you know. And you're right, Luch is just a freshman. And obviously with Dylan getting hurt. So, but Evan and Mason played some center and did a real good job for us, too.
And then the wingers in general, I mean, just looking at some of the guys, and we talk a little bit about the polls. We did on the phone the other day, but we're picked in second in both polls, the coaches poll and the media poll. And a couple of guys, Matt Roy obviously getting a nice nod there, and Tyler Hanenin. I think Joel Lesperance could have easily been there too.
Sure.
And we've got guys, legitimate all conference guys right out of the gate here that have high expectations.
Well, you do. I mean, you got obviously Hano and Joel, who had good years, good numbers, you know, offensively last year, two of the top returning goal scorers in conference play. And you know, I know they're both anxious to have a good year and a better year than they did last year. And you got obviously our defensemen with Roy and Hannah getting you know, postseason award last year, and they're both back and they're anxious to go. And you got Mark Ock, who could be, you know, a pick, or Cliff Watson, or you know you go down the list, you know, and Brent Baltus is one of those sneaky guys. He doesn't get a lot of attention, but you want him on your team, and he's looked good. And you know, like I said, Alex Gillies is looking, and Dylan Stamen could be. You got a number of guys, and I'll just go over our left side. Excuse me, Dirk, our left wingers. You got obviously Tyler Hanen, a senior. He plays hard. He plays hard. You know, he plays heavy. He loves to score goals. You know, and then you throw in Brent Baltus, who is smooth. He can, you know, really good all-around player. Can skate. Had 9 goals last year. Scored some big goals, like at the GLI against Michigan State.
I keep looking at that
winner.
Goal video.
What
over
a shot!
Over and over again. What a great goal.
What a shot, you know. Yeah. So, and Brent can kill penalties, can play in your power play, can do so much there. And, you know, and then you've got a number of other players who can play the left side, and we've got some freshmen who can play. But it's going to be interesting to see, you know, the final lines. You know, like Jake Jackson's coming back for a sophomore year. You know, he's got great speed, and we saw a little bit of that last year in Michigan, and then he got hurt, and you know, he just could never get any momentum, but he looks really good. He's really learned how to use that speed, and he can shoot the puck. So he just needs a little confidence and get off to a good start here. And, you know, so you look at those three guys, and they're pretty good. You got Blacklock, who can play the left side. You got Anderson, who can play the left side. We got Ray Bryce, a freshman, who's looked really good. You know, he's got great speed, and he's got an unbelievable work ethic. So we've got a number of players who can play over on that side.
And right off the bat, you have to limit your lineup because we're on the road, which is always a tough thing. And as far as the goaltending goes, Coach, where are you with that in your mind? Do you have a number one for Saturday night yet, or is that still yet to be determined based on practice?
Well, yeah, let me talk about the forwards, and then we'll get into goalie. I'll end up on the right side. So you got Reed Sturros, who's looked really good. And Reed had a tough year offensively last year, but he still was a very valuable player. And that's the beauty about Reed. He doesn't – if he's not scoring, it's not like he's going to fold up and go away on you. He's going to continue to play hard. And I thought at the second half, he was one of the real keys why we had success. I thought him and Mike Neville, when they played together, were really, really good. And, you're probably going to see them against Duluth together. They have some chemistry. They really enjoy playing with each other. And Reed's looked really good, and I expect his production to be better this year. And then obviously you got Joel. Joel's had a good summer and looks great. He's got a nose for the net, and he's a little like Hano, you know. He wants to score too. I mean, his eyes get big, and he's going to shoot to score. You got Alex Gillies, who has great speed, playing on the offside. I thought he was a nice mix with Lucchini and Baltus last year. Really gave us, you know, a real good third line. And then we get into some of our freshmen who've looked pretty good. You know, Chris Gary can play on the center or the right side. Really skilled, got good speed. You know, he's got that second gear, so to speak. You know, we've got Eric Peterson out of Alberta. He can really fly. We've got Gavin Gould. You know, he can play either side. Gavin's probably our most skilled freshman. Really good puck touches, sees the ice really well, works hard, might not be the biggest guy, but he's got really, really good skills. So,
you see, what are the similarities you see between him and Malcolm?
Different players. I think Gavin's a better skater. I don't know if he quite has the shot or the range. You know, Gavin or Malcolm could beat you from maybe the top of the circle. I don't know if Gavin's quite got that strength on a shot yet. He will as times go on. I think Gavin.